Blog Talk Radio.
KPSM Live, this is Angel. Yes, that girl, well, that woman, Prophet's daughter, courtesy of heaven. It's Angel. How you guys doing out there? It's a great day. The Bible says, with the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. I don't know if anybody's out there feeling heavy, but you ought to praise him right now. You ought to give him some glory this morning, this afternoon, and the rest of this day, for the rest of your life. You ought to get used to it if your plan is heaven. Amen. Because it's coming. And I wanna be invited in, and I wanna be found praising and worshiping when it comes. Amen. It's so wonderful to see so many callers and listeners on already. I don't wanna disappoint anybody, but Prophet is in a meeting. He's in meetings today, and we just want to pray his strength, pray his consistency with what he's doing to build the ministry, to build PSM, to do what the inside work to make things happen for the kingdom. So just be praying and lifting him up. Again, he won't be on today. There will be a pre-recorded session, so I can't even stay on today. I'm sorry. But there's going to be a couple of pre-recorded sessions. I don't know if you guys heard this before, but it's an awesome, awesome series, and hopefully I'll be able to play all three for you guys consecutively. It's called The Miracle in Your Mouth. How many of you need control of that right now? And a reminder. There's nothing wrong with a reminder about the miracle in your mouth. That means if there can be miracles in your mouth, miracle with your tongue, it can be death with your tongue. It's life in your tongue. It's all kind of stuff in your tongue. But somebody declare, I got a miracle in my mouth today. So that's the series we're going to be going through today. You can leave questions and comments on the PSM Facebook page, or even on here. You can send messages with any questions or anything you have for Prophet if you're online with blogtalkradio.com/PSM Live. You can also go to our website, PSMintl.org, and leave comments, messages, things of that nature. And don't forget to register for the gathering coming up in November. Tonight, meet us at the Truth Church. You can find that information on Facebook, too, at 24921 Fort Road in Dearborn, Michigan, for an hour of power. It's been awesome. It's teaching, it's ministering, it's impartation, all of that. 1 hour, 7 p.m., Dearborn, Michigan, 24921 Ford Road, inside of Harvest International Worship Center. Okay, guys, I'm going to go ahead and begin with the first part of this series, Miracle in Your Mouth. Thank you, everybody, again, for being on the air, for all the callers. We love you and appreciate you. Again, for anybody who didn't hear, Prophet is on the road and in meetings right now. So you want to be praying and lifting him up as he does the Father's business. Miracle in your mouth. Again, this is Angel, that girl, the Prophet's daughter, courtesy of heaven, live with you on PSM Live. James, the third chapter, praise the Lord.
remember and boast his great things, behold how great a matter of no fire, kindling, and the tongue is a word of fire, a word of iniquity, so is the tongue upon our members, that it devoured the whole body, and set it on fire in the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. That's enough. Praise the name of God. You can be seated in the presence of God. Allow me to say, praise the name of God, that both of these passages of Scripture were placed to us in the post-resurrection period. Praise God, meaning Jesus had already rose from the grave when both of these incidents, the one in Acts and the one in James, have taken place. If I wanted to really entitle this, I want to call it The Miracle in Your Mouth. The Miracle in Your Mouth, just so you can have some guidance and thought on what I'm talking about. And we continue in our miracle series. But as we look at what transpired in the days of Jesus, Jesus provided his disciples, praise the Lord, with a, and the people that he taught with a schooling that would prepare them for the outpouring. Jesus knew what was going to happen, him being God in the flesh. He recognized that he was going away. He recognized the mandate of Calvary. He knew why he was born. He knew his purposes. None of that was a revelation. Not even in the Garden of Gethsemane, it wasn't a revelation. When Jesus cried to his Father, he always knew his purpose. He always knew his purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. He always knew his purpose. And because he knew his purpose caused him, praise the Lamb of God, to have a paradigm or a perception of things that was different from others. Because since he knew his purpose, that was things Jesus would involve himself in. Because it did not include, praise the Lamb of God, what his purpose demanded. See, somebody would have really grabbed that if you knew that I was just trying to let you know that, praise the Lamb, the reason why we're so wild with ourselves and even with our tongue and so loose is because we have no purpose. When you have purpose, your purpose, praise the Lamb of God, dictates what you say, what you do, where you go, how you act, how you look, how you carry yourself, how you perform, what you engage in, what you disengage from. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus was of this mindset, and you see it throughout the gospel. You see it when he engaged with people. because of your purpose. Now, I'm just going to live, I'm going to breeze through this because I know I'm not intelligent and smart. But as an analogy, just let me give you praise in the name of God. If you all were chosen, or we all were chosen to add our role in a script in Hollywood, the first thing they're going to let you know is the purpose why they selected you. The second thing they're going to do is they're going to give you your script. Your script entails several things. One of the things that entails is what you're going to say. How you're going to say it. What manner you're going to say it in. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Then it entails your performance. Your performance has a lot to do with your makeup. Praise the Lamb of God. How you're going to look in this movie. They might want you to look older. They might want you to gain weight. They might want you to lose weight. There's always something, praise the Lamb of God, that they do in Hollywood to alter who you really are. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can fit the character. Amen. Come on, God. Until I Peter. The one thing we know about Peter, even before we say he's a fisherman, we say he's a great prophet. Because the Bible talks about Peter's mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, then. You know, all of us kids are Peter. One way or another, we know Peter, right? We know Peter. Praise the Lamb. Okay. Sometimes we find Peter in the mirror. Praise the Lord. You see that when you get home. I'm going to go watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Jesus knew, praise the Lamb of God, that in order for the change to come, watch this, it had to happen first in the sea of intellect. Watch this. He knew that your intelligence system needed to be changed. Praise the Lamb of God. He knew.
Because
if you eat an ice cream, it's going to change man, all right, made his word possible. Such a powerful man. God brought everything he created to Adam and said, name it. He said, whatever you name it. Brother, brother, we say that's what it shall be as far as the name. But the name dictates your performance.
Right.
That's what you really get that bitch.
Yeah.
Praise God. You know why?
Yeah.
KPSM Live, thank you for being on the air. Again, I want to repeat, the Prophet Shakespeare is on the road and in meetings, so we want to be praying for him. We thank God for his consistency in the ministry and his obedience. Yes, it is me, Angel, that girl, prophet's daughter, courtesy of heaven. You can follow me on Twitter. Yay! Courtesy of heaven. I'm going to go ahead and start the next part, two, to Miracle in Your Mouth. Thank you for everybody that's been consistently listening. That was hard to say. And here you go, the Miracle in Your Mouth, part two.
The second chapter, Acts, the second chapter, and I want to commence reading at verse 1 through verse 8. Praise the Lord. And it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now when this was noised abroad, and the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongues, wherein we were born?" You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Part two of the Miracle in Your Mouth. And there's probably going to be a part three to this. Praise the Lord. Last week, praise the Lamb of God, we came to find that the power of God that he pronounced upon mankind, praise the Lamb of God, in Eden's garden, it was something that, you know, the enemy knew was so detrimental to his kingdom until Satan went after it. And, of course, it was being in the presence of God, but yet it was participating, praise the Lamb of God, in the things of God on a God level. Praise the Lamb. We must remember this, people of God, that the scripture tells us in Psalms that God called us gods. God called you gods. Praise the Lamb of God. Now you need to find that in the Psalms. David said, God called you gods. We are the gods of the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are as gods in the earth realm. But if you are not aware of who you are, praise the Lamb of God. If you're not aware of your possibilities and your potential, then, of course, praise the Lamb of God, you will walk through life powerless. You will walk through life not participating in the royalty that belongs to you. You won't participate in it. You will just go along haphazardly, praise the Lamb of God, through life, feeling that you're just another creature that's on the earth, purposeless, without a plan, without a design, and therefore, praise the Lamb of God, you will go through this life and end your life without anything major ever happening that you have impacted society with. But God, praise the Lamb of God, from the beginning, allowed Adam to participate. Now, I know this is starting to sound redundant, but it's key, people of God, because when God came to Adam, he didn't tell him, I'm giving you power to heal the sick. He didn't tell him that. He didn't tell him, I'm giving you power, praise the Lamb of God, to open up the heavens, or I'm giving you power to do this and that. He instructed him, praise the Lamb of God, in the greatest power that Adam could ever display, and that was the power of speech, the power of his words, praise the Lamb of God, that Adam was able, praise God, to name every creature upon the face of the earth, watch this, with the intent of his purpose and his performance. Praise the Lamb of God. When you name something, you name it, praise the Lamb of God, so that it can perform that you call it. You don't name it just to name it. Hello, my brothers. You name it with the intent, praise the Lamb of God, of its destiny, of its reality, of what it will do in life, praise the Lamb of God. And so this is what God does to him. He says, Adam, your name just simply means you son of God, praise the Lamb of God. So you must do what I do, speak, praise the Lamb of God. Speak in, watch this, in your dominion. Speak while giving you power, praise the Lamb of God, to speak, and that's in the earth realm. Speak right here in this garden where I place you. Speak, praise the Lamb of God, and watch things happen. Praise, now that's a lot, praise the Lamb of God, of propheticness, if that's such a word, praise the Lamb of God, locked inside of what I just said, because what we have then is not only purpose, praise God, but we have prophetic timing and prophetic place, praise God. Now, I always share with you all, being where God wants you to be at the time God wants you to be there, praise the Lamb of God. When you're on assignment and you're in the kairos timing of God, praise the Lamb of God, then God performs for you because it's already predestined for it to take place. Are y'all with me? Now, y'all ready to fast forward now? Praise God. Now, let's go fast forward. We went from Genesis to Acts, just that fast. Now, watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. The Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, praise the Lamb of God. Now, Pentecost celebrates the 50 days, really. It means 50. The 50th day, praise the Lamb of God, of what they call the Feast of Harvest. Praise the Lamb of God. The Feast of Harvest. This was when the people of God brought their grain offerings and other offerings from the earth, praise the Lamb of God, and presented them in the temple. They came from all over the world to Jerusalem in order for this presentation and this festival and this feast to take place. There were people there from all over the world, praise the Lamb of God, that was of Jewish descent, even though they were different nationalities, but they were of Jewish descent, praise the Lamb of God. So now, since they're in Jerusalem at this time, praise the Lamb of God, as God would have it be, he timed it perfectly that the restoration, praise the Lamb of God, of mankind could be fully seen, praise the Lamb. So now, when the day of Pentecost comes, praise the Lamb of God, those elected disciples, those chosen, those called out, as we call the ecclesia, praise God, they're up in this room and they're in there praying together. The Bible says they were on one accord, praise the Lamb of God. In other words, they were either making the same sound or they were praying the same thing. But they got on one accord, praise the Lamb of God. That's what the scripture says. You just read it. Praise God. They were all in the same place, right? And they were all on one accord. One accord means they were in harmony with each other. Praise the Lamb of God. They were in harmony. They were in lifestyle. They had oneness of heart. They had singleness of understanding. Praise the Lamb of God. And all of them loved God. And they were waiting on the promise. Because Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem. Of course, praise the Lamb of God, that the Holy Ghost would come. Praise the Lamb. Now watch this. While they're in this posture, praise the Lamb of God, a sound comes. Praise the Lamb. This sound sounds like, praise the Lamb of God, a whipping wind. It's a powerful sound of wind, even though there was no wind. Because if the wind was blowing at the magnitude of the sound, wouldn't nobody have been in the room? There probably would not have been a room, praise the Lamb of God.
But that gave a sound. Praise the Lamb of God. Everybody say sound. Praise the Lord. Okay, praise God. Now let me just stop you right there to help you. Praise the Lord. There's a sound, people of God. There's a sound. You know, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but praise God. When you're in a spiritual dimension with God, praise the Lamb of God, many times God will give you a song. The song you sing, if you pursue it, will release a prophetic sound. The prophetic sound that you are making will release to you what you need. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all gonna catch on with this one day. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a sound of worship. There's a sound of praise. There's a sound of the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a sound of jubilee. There's a sound of victory. There's sounds, praise the Lamb of God, that go out. And that's why, even while we were in our worship period, praise the Lord, I kept saying, I wish I had a shofar. I wish I had a trumpet. Because the shofar released the various sounds. When the shofar was blown, praise the Lamb of God, watch this. Natural things and spiritual things reacted to the sound of the shofar. People reacted to the sound of the shofar, depending on his pitch, depending on the length of the sound, depending on, watch this now, depending on, praise the Lamb of God, how many times has that sound run out, denoted different things to them, and the people were aware of the sound. I'm saying that to say this, there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. One sound, as of a rushing mighty wind, a strong sound, praise the Lamb of God, a strong sound, okay, y'all gonna catch this in a minute, praise the Lamb of God, a strong wind sound came, one sound, strong, intense, came into the earth realm. Where did it come at? It came in that upper room. Where did it come at? It came where the people of God was. What were the people of God doing? They were all on one accord. Praise the Lamb of God. Now I'm going to submit this to you, that sound is still sound. Because the sound is an eternal sound. Hello, light bulbs. Y'all won't get CC. Y'all don't really want to hear no preaching. I'm going to be through with this in 5 minutes because y'all don't really want to get nothing today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got it, so I'm just going to hold on to it for myself. I'm trying to give you something here. Praise God. The sound, praise the Lamb of God, is a continuous sound. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the sound, watch this, was the sound of the Spirit of God. It was the sound of the Spirit of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Entering back into the earth realm. Because you remember Jesus said, I'm sending my spirit back to you, Father. Into your hands I commend my spirit. And he told his disciple, until I go away, the comforter won't come. He said, unless I go back to my Father, the Holy Ghost is not coming. Praise the Lord. I got to go back to my Father. I sent it to my Father. I'm going back to my Father. And once I get back today, then he'll release my spirit. And when my spirit comes back, it'll lead you into all truth. It'll convict you of sin. Y'all do remember that passage, right? Well, now, Jesus has boarded the cloud. He's gone back to heaven. And now his spirit is re-entering the earth realm. When his spirit comes, it comes as a sound. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. The sound is an eternal sound because it comes from the eternal spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. The sound is strong because it comes from an omnipotent spirit. It's a powerful spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. That if it had showed up in the physical dimension of the sound, it probably would have torn the whole place to pieces. Praise the Lamb of God. Even more than that. Praise the Lamb. Okay? I just want to drop that in your spirit. Because there's a lot of people that's not aware of that the sound is still around. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. I believe every time we really start worshiping God right, we enter into the wind of that sound. praise the Lamb of God, because I could feel the power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then I could hear a sound and a fish that I had to grab. Praise the Lamb of God. Even while I was trying to sing, I was reaching for the sound that I was hearing in my spirit. It's the sound of the spirit. It's not my sound. It's not the sound that I would normally make. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the sound that you hear in the spirit that releases something into the atmosphere where we are. Praise the Lamb. A lot of things deep enough to get this. Praise the Lord. Watch this. Now when the sound comes, praise the Lamb of God, this divine sound comes, and it brings an endowment. It brings a divine endowment. Praise God. I'm trying to get through with this right quick. It brings a divine endowment. The endowment comes, it says, it showed up in the form of tongues. Watch this now. And the tongues rested on each of them. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, there was a tongue for each one of them. Are y'all with me? It says rested upon them. Praise the Lamb of God. So now if the tongue rested upon them, praise the Lamb of God, an impartation comes. Praise the Lamb. God is doing something, and he's trying to show them something. Praise the Lamb of God. That I'm giving each of you, y'all watch this now. I'm giving each of you, now wait. Because I really don't want y'all to miss. Y'all got to get this. If you all get this, it's going to be an empowerment to you. If you get it, okay? If you miss this, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have to miss all of the rest of the message. Listen to me good. Praise the Lamb of God. Step back one step in what I told you. Praise the Lamb. Watch this now. I told you that this sound was the sound of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Did I tell you that? It's the Spirit of Christ Jesus. But it didn't show up as his body. So I'm going to wrap it in a minute. It showed up as his tongue. Okay, y'all. Praise the Lord. See if you get this. It showed up in tongues. And it showed up in the power of omnipresence. Because a tongue lit on each of them. It showed up as one tongue. It showed up as many tongues, even though it was one tongue. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus went back to release it, because Jesus told his disciples, wherever you go, even to the end of the earth, I'll be there with you. Now, how you going to, and they must have been thinking, how you going to be with all of us? How is he going to be with all of us at the same time? Well, when his spirit came back, praise y'all know this revelation, you ain't read this in no book. Praise the Lord. Read all your commentaries. You'll never hear this. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. He shows up in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that he can abide with each one of us. He shows up as tongues. Come on up to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. So now you see the endowment. You see the impartation. You see this, right? Praise the Lamb of God. They receive something from heaven. They receive the Spirit of Christ. didn't agree with the premise again, now you're in trouble because you got to go through with this. Praise the name of God because you agree. I love you. Praise the name of God. And the spirit of agreement is power. Watch this now. So now he gives them something. Praise the name of God. And as they spoke, everybody that had came to Jerusalem, because if you read the ninth verse, it shows you all the different nations that was represented and the different tongues that were there. But it said every man heard them speak in his own language. Now that's got to be something supernatural, because praise the Lamb of God. Here's a crowd of men. Here's a crowd of people. And all of us in here is speaking at the same time. In a tongue. But each one of them heard us speak in their own dialect. Come on, talk to me here, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. If you can't see, praise the Lamb of God, the power, praise the Lamb of God, of this tongue, watch this again. There was only one accord. There was only one accord. Watch this, because this is what's going to blow your mind. When they were all gathered on one accord, praise God, God released the Spirit, right? They all spoke with one tongue. Hello, my brother. Boy, this always be the difficult part. Let's say everybody in here has a different nationality. Y'all with me?
Yes.
Let's say one of y'all was Chinese, the other one was Spanish, you know, Polish, Jewish. I'm talking about of your original origin, and you spoke your original dialect. African, whatever you want to be. You can be it today. Praise the name of God. I start speaking in tongues, and all of you hear me saying the same thing in your language. Tell me that's not a miracle in my mouth. Don't be here. Say, I got you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the miracle of it, is that all of them were speaking, and everybody that heard them speaking didn't hear them babbling in confusion. That's powerful by itself. See, I'm trying to show you the power that you got in your mouth. I'm trying to show you the miracle, praise the Lamb of God, that once you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you have this, what we call this evidence, praise the Lamb, this became the evidence of the filling of the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God. Anytime you read in the book of Acts and it says that they were filled with the Spirit, then it says, and they spoke with new tongues. Praise the Lamb of God. You did hear that, right? That's one of the evidential signs, praise the Lamb of God, that you have the presence of the Holy Ghost, that Christ lives in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That you can speak in tongues.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. In another tongue.
Yes.
In another tongue. Praise God. Now I'm going to say this to you. I believe in my heart, praise the Lamb of God, that a lot of us will be greater witnesses if we can break down the wall of petition that Satan has risen in our eyes.
Right.
That we can't witness to nobody but who speaks English.
Right.
Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise. That this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that when we break out of the box, praise God, hallelujah. When we break out of the box of true witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, on behalf of Christ, we're going to see the manifestations of what happened in Pentecost. Praise God. Now, let's say I spoke Swahili fluently, right, and English. But when you speak in tongues, I know you don't know Swahili.
Right.
But I hear Swahili. this is what is not said and not known. I don't know what language she was speaking in. It said, but Peter came forth, and he started speaking, and he preached Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, watch this. The miracle was in his mouth. Once he spoke, 3,000 people came to Christ. Watch this. 3,000 people of all these different dialects. Y'all still missing it. In other words, praise the Lamb of God, the anointing on his soul was so that no matter what dialect he preached in, the people heard.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. You'll start seeing changes. You'll come back with praise reports.
Hallelujah.
You'll say, I looked at him and I just said what God said. I heard God said, speak this over. And you're going to speak peace over people, and peace going to come. You're going to speak healing, and healing going to come. You ain't got to wait for nobody to lay hands on you. You ain't got to wait for no anointing of oil. You don't have to wait on nothing but the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet with your hands quickly. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for you. With your hands quickly. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for your fire. Thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the miracle in my mouth. Thank you, Father.
TSM, you are live, though the show is not live. You are live, and that was Miracle in Your Mouth, part two. So I'm going to take you to part three so that you can get the whole sermon, the whole thing that was ministered by Prophet Shakespeare. And don't forget tonight, Tuesday's Hour of Power in Dearborn, Michigan. You can get more information online at Facebook, at the Facebook Prophet Shakespeare Ministries page or the Truth Church /PCA Facebook page on the Hour of Power. Here you go. Miracle in Your Mouth, part three.
Wow. I guess I try to make it 15 minutes. I just give y'all a little something to feast on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me again back to a second Acts. Not second, Acts the second chapter.
Brother William, I got that very right. He the brother of the Bible. Hallelujah, that was funny.
Acts the second chapter. Yes, Father. Acts the second chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. Just for your hearing, what I'm telling you, so we're going to commence again at the first verse, second chapter of Acts, and it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing, a mighty wind, and filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak of other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded that every man heard them in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Judah and in Cappadocia and Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and parts of Libya, Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Greeks, Greeks and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one another, what meaneth this? You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I don't know if this is one, two, I know it's two or three, but I think it's three. The miracle in your mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. We're trying to conclude this last week and did. Hopefully we can push there today. If not, we'll do it next week. Praise the Lamb. let me say that the prophetic messianic promise concerning the coming of Christ, praise the Lord, has always been under discussion because of its effect and its impact, praise God, on those that were direct recipients of it, praise the Lord. Those that were the direct recipients of it, namely the Jews, praise the Lamb of God, as we would label them by their nationality and their religious beliefs, praise the Lamb, practices. The Jews were, praise the Lamb, earmarked for, hallelujah, to be the recipients of the promise that God made to Abraham. But due to their rejection, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus turned to the heathens, praise, which was always the plan of God anyway, for the entire world to be saved, praise the Lamb, according to John 3:16. So we see this mighty move of God as he brings his son into the earth, which is really himself, praise the Lamb of God, wrapped in human flesh. And he brings his son in, praise the Lord. And there, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus demonstrates to us vividly, praise God, in the captions that we read throughout the Gospels. We find various scenes and captions of Jesus' life and times, and his personality is revealed somewhat. It gives us a glimpse of God, praise the Lamb of God, that we're able to study, hallelujah, and get a greater understanding of the God that we serve, praise the Lamb of God. God in miniature, we'll just put it like that. The Messiah really was God in miniature. But as he ascended on high, made captivity captive, praise the Lamb of God, that he might give gifts unto men, according to Ephesians the 4th chapter, we come to the place of finding out, praise the Lamb, that the first gift that he gives is the Holy Spirit. He gives his Spirit back to us. Praise the Lamb of God. He gives His Spirit back to us as an empowerment. He gives His Spirit back to us, praise the Lamb of God, as an enablement, praise the Lamb of God, to do what we can do on our own. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And to show forth, in fact, reflective that He was who He declared that He was. That He was the Son of God. Because only a God, praise the Lamb of God, could give Himself after He supposedly have died and risen. Only a God could do what Jesus Christ has done. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, right here on Ford Road, we are in this room together, and we have all felt His Spirit. But if you make a phone call right now and you call down the text, there's somebody down there to tell you that the Spirit of the Lord was thick. Come on, talk to me. They call California. Somebody will say He was there also. And then if you call Asia, somebody will say He was there. Praise the Lamb of God. Only a God could do a thing like that. Praise the Lamb of God. This massive download, praise the Lamb of God, shows clear to us the actions and the works of God, praise the Lamb of God, and He manifests His power at Pentecost. We discussed Pentecost last week, a little bit more, this time of jubilation, when all of these different nationalities, praise the Lamb of God, that was connected somehow to Judaism, came to Jerusalem, praise the Lamb of God, to celebrate this festive occasion, praise the Lamb of God. I think I was trying to make a word there, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This festive occasion, praise God, hallelujah, seemed that this number 50 marked freedom. Seeing that this number 50 marked deliverance. Seeing that this number 50 was in representation of them setting all of their slaves free. Praise the Lamb of God. Clearing all debts that were ensnared by others upon them and them that they had lent to others. If they had not been paid back, they had to clear the debt. Praise the Lamb. Boy, don't you all wish the system was like that today. Praise the Lamb of God. After these 49 years, praise the Lamb of God, the 50th year was the year of Jubilee. So when the day of Pentecost was come, praise the Lamb of God, it's the first thing it shows for is that our debt was canceled. Praise the Lamb. I wish somebody give you that. Praise God that Jesus Christ canceled your debt. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your eternal debt. Hallelujah. The wages of sin is, and the gift of God is eternal life. Praise the Lamb of God. So He canceled our debt. Now watch this, people of God. Praise God. As we discussed last week, that on this festive occasion, at this time in Jerusalem, praise the Lamb of God, God displays and shows His power in a unique way by those that was in this upper room. Praise the Lamb of God. The sound came. We discussed the sound last week. A sound came. Praise the Lamb of God. Tones appeared. Praise the Lamb. It lit upon each and every one of them, and they all began to speak in different tongues. Praise the Lamb. In other words, each one of them spoke in a language that was different to their native tongue. Understand that? Praise the Lamb of God. They didn't speak in their own dialect. They spoke in another dialect. But everybody that heard them speak in their dialect. Now, that was the supernatural phenomenon, praise the Lamb of God, that took place at the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. That if I spoke English, I would start speaking German, but if you speak Italian, you would hear me speaking in Italian. Although I'm speaking German. Okay, y'all can't wrestle with that, praise. But it's right there in your Bible. Just read it. I didn't make none of that up. Praise the Lamb. So now, therefore, we see the miracle of the tongue. We see that there is something, watch this now, that happens. Praise the Lamb of God. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. To mankind. This download of the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God,
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because of the preconditioning of these people that was in the upper room, it only failed there. Okay, okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't ignore that now. Praise God. We have to bring that into consideration. Praise the Lamb of God. That this meaningful, miraculous move of God was intended for, praise the Lamb, to those in the upper room who were prepared to receive the power of God. In other words, praise the Lamb of God, if you're not conditioned for it, you can't receive it. Because then everybody could have received it at the same time. Now, that dispels universalism, praise the Lamb, of one world religion, and all that mess. That throws it right out, praise the Lamb of God. Because if God wanted to give it to everybody without repentance, if you was going to heaven anyhow, no matter your lifestyle, no matter the way you live, no matter your belief, then in fact, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would have just fell on everybody on the planet. Come on, talk to me. Since you just agreed with me that he's in Southfield, in Dearborn, Michigan, yeah, he's in Texas, he's in Asia, and he's in Africa all at the same time. So if he's in all these places right now, he could have just dispersed his spirit upon the whole world all at one time. Right? Am I right or wrong? Praise the Lamb of God. Then we have to ask ourselves the question, why just in that room?
Right.
Hello, light bulbs. Why just in that room upon those that was in the room? Praise the Lamb, okay? All right, praise God, all right? Now, we go back to the other upper room experience. Again, watch this now. When Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, and all of my dad, and John is there. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, not John, but the disciple down Thomas. Thomas is there. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Jesus called Thomas to believe that he had rose because he didn't believe. He told the disciples, I won't believe it unless I see with my own eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. These are the kind of people that you're witnessing to. Come on, talk to me. That have received, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, from God, but their faith has limitations. These are the kind of people that we talk to every day. These are people who come to church every Sunday, praise the Lamb of God. They sit in church. I'm watching this here lately. They sit in church. They carry Bibles. They pray. And then when something happens, their faith goes in reverse. Come on, talk to me. They don't even talk faith talk about situations and circumstances. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this. So when Jesus convinced Thomas, he said, handle him. Here's my hand, here's my side, here's my feet. Touch me. Make sure it's me. Praise the Lamb of God. Thomas fell out and said, I believe but that thou art the Christ. Then the Bible says, and Jesus breathed on them all. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, maybe you missed my point. Praise God. So the same matter, praise God, was this, that allowed them to receive the Holy Spirit when Jesus breathed on them. Praise the Lamb of God. Causes us to receive the Holy Spirit today. Nobody gets filled with the Holy Spirit unless they believe, watch this, 100%. Come on, talk to me. Have you ever met a Christian that can't get the Holy Ghost? They can't get it. They say they want it. They want to be filled. Praise God. That just may be a problem. There's somewhere in their belief system, they're messed up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God knows the heart. Come on, help me here, somebody. See, your mouth can say anything it wants, but your heart can't. Everybody knows. That's why they got the lie detector test all geared up, because it deals with your emotions and your saving your faith. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, our faith operates one way as long as conditions are one way. Come on, talk to me. But when there's a change in the course, help me hear somebody, of our condition, praise the Lamb of God, in circumstances, then our faith is altered. Pray up. Come on, help me hear somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. When sickness, yeah,
Because you're not willing to walk away from stuff.
He can't take your life. He can't take your husband. You'll be Peter right. Now Peter the spokesman. Peter the spokesman. Watch this now. 2 days ago, they asked him, did he know Jesus? He said, no. Now he has the Holy Ghost. He knows Jesus. He's the spokesman. Come on, so it shows you how little we are as believers. Praise the Lamb. But it also shows you that we need more, praise the Lamb of God, than just belief. We need the Spirit of God. Praise. Come on, let me get it. See, once you really get the Spirit of God and know you have it, to have it, the devil in hell can't tell you you don't. See, you can't tell me I'm not a prophet. Come on, talk to me. No matter what's going on in my life, you can't say he ain't a prophet. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I know what I got. Don't be a somebody, friend. And sometimes you gotta stand on what you know. I know it from my belief. Come on, talk to me. That's just the Bible. Praise the Lamb. There's too many of us that are shaky and wishy-washy. Come on, talk to me here. Because you really don't know. I know. I expect things to work in my face.
Right.
But it was language to who heard it. Help me hear somebody. praise the Lamb. It was the language to worship, praise the Lamb. And if so, I'm going to leave it alone. And so, as Peter expounded upon the message concerning what had happened, 3,000 people was added to the church. And I admit it wasn't because of just this message. Come on, talk to me. But it was because of the message they received from those who were speaking in tongues. Hello, I was. Praise the Lamb of God. That God was doing something in their hearing. Y'all hear me? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you what the biggest problem of the believer is, and then we'll finish this next week. The biggest problem of a believer is Satan has shut your mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't believe you can say what you're supposed to say. Satan silences us in so many different areas. I prophesied to one of the young men, praise the Lamb of God, on the page when he was at Third and Hope about his daughter being in the movies when she was a little infant. Praise the Lamb. Now, they was born and raised in Detroit. They now live in California with their daughter in the movies. Praise the Lamb. They saw it in my ministry. Even when she get her check, they send money to the PMM.
Amen.
Now, praise the Lamb of God, I told them one Thursday night on the page, praise the Lamb of God, and when he came to my house, I said, don't you be surprised when they walk up to you all, you and your wife and your other daughter, because all of you all are in the movie or something. Now he called me yesterday to tell me, Brett tells me, praise the Lamb of God, that Bravo had approached him and his wife to do, make, you know, they family a sitcom. What I'm trying to show you is the impact that the word of God can have coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not afraid or ashamed to speak what God is speaking.
Amen.
Praise God. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid in this age. Don't let nobody tell you that God don't speak to everybody.
Amen.
The word of God is alive. Wait, watch this. I'm not going to let you go. The word of God is alive. Watch this. If you read what I just read to you, read on down and say, when Peter stopped talking, he said, these people are not drunk. Man, crazy. He said, this is what the prophet Joel prophesied. That in the last days, okay. Come on, talk to me. I pour out my spirit. Okay, y'all got to know the passage, right? But it's one thing to know the passage, is another thing to have the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot prophesy without hearing. Hello, everyone. Come on, talk to me. You must be able to hear God's voice by His Spirit. Praise the Lamb. And I'm teaching people around the country right now. Praise God. And everywhere I go is a thing. That when you get into the presence of God and you tell Him, open my inner ear and let me hear your voice, praise the Lamb of God, it's going to give new meaning to as many as are led by the Spirit of God. We're the church. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I can't get a Holy Ghost. That'll be us, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. So, emphasis is placed upon your ear as much as it is your tongue. Praise the Lamb of God. But the main artery that must be dealt with is your heart. That's what I love. Praise the Lamb of God. Your heart has to be given to God. When your heart is given to God, the rest will follow. Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But then your boldness to speak, knowing that you're speaking what God is speaking. Hallelujah. I'm through. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the gift of God. Hallelujah. When the Bible says, when Jesus died and rose again, He ascended on high. He laid captivity captive. Lord, He took bondage and put it in jail. Hallelujah. He put bondage in jail. He laid captivity captive that He might give gifts unto men. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to run our shop on the day we get home.
Forgive us, Father. Hallelujah.